John Kurtz with us sometime in this segment. We will see if he's able to get away long enough to give us a call, and we can talk about K-State taking on Oklahoma in this series. It's going to be a very important series for K-State. They're 4-11 in the Big 12. They are trying to work their way into the Big 12 tournament. Obviously, the Big 12 being a 9-team league in terms of baseball, so the top 8 teams qualify for the tournament. It's very important that they get the job done in this series. Oklahoma is 30-16 overall, very good overall record, but only 8-7 in Big 12 play. It'll be Heskett, Rigler, and Ford as your starters for K-State against Oklahoma's Irvin, Tyler, and Perez. The weather looks great, by the way, for the games in this series, so I highly recommend you get out to Toyin Family Stadium. The Senior Day festivities will be tomorrow since graduation on Sunday, and it should be a very good time for all involved there out at Toyin Family Stadium. Something I'm just seeing, by the way, we had that fun game in that last segment, 90s album title or Kentucky Derby Horse. And I guess Mitch, once he got his prize money, had to skedaddle out of here and go find a place to spend that $1 that I gave him. But I'm just seeing this from Deadspin. It's very interesting. The final name that I listed off in that game was Patch. And Mitch correctly guessed that Patch was the name of a horse that's in the Kentucky Derby, and it is. 30-1 odds. I did not realize where the name Patch had come from, but Patch is a horse that has only one eye. Kind of an interesting looking animal if you look at the eye that, or the eye socket that does not have one. But Patch is going to be starting from the outside post in tomorrow's Kentucky Derby, which means that when the race starts, he will literally not be able to see any other horses. Very strange, and maybe that's why he has such long odds to win it at 30-1, because that will be, I would presume, a disadvantage. I can't say that I'm well rehearsed in horse racing, you know, expertise and everything like that. But it is something that I'm going to be tuned in for tomorrow. The Kentucky Derby is always a pretty fun event. We're going to have You Can't Be Serious to finish off the show here in just a little bit, and for these next few minutes, I guess we are not going to be able to hear from John Kurtz. Something that I was following yesterday.
Well, we do have John on the line right
now.
Oh,
we do?
Yeah.
Oh, is he? Okay.
I was making hand gestures earlier.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. No, okay, John's here. That's my mistake. John, are you with us? Can you hear us, John?
Oh, looks like John hung up.
Well, okay.
If he calls back, I'll be sure to let you know.
I believe he's calling in right now. I know this is great radio right now, so we're trying to get John on the line to ask him a little bit about this series. Okay, John, are you with us now?
Yeah, have been for about 5 minutes.
Oh, my goodness. I had absolutely no idea. All right, so K-State and Oklahoma in this series. K-State has done a really nice job over the last couple of weeks to try to right the ship, but it hasn't necessarily improved their status in the Big 12 all that much. They've just been playing better baseball overall. First of all, just how significant of a series is this for K-State?
Well, everything in the Big 12 is of the utmost significance from here on out. I mean, you're a game and a half behind Oklahoma State, but it's really 2.5 games because they have the series win over you. Oklahoma's in a group of 3 or 4 teams that are a step or two above that ahead of K-State in Big 12 standings. There's only 3 Big 12 series left for K-State, 9 games, 9 chances to try and improve that. So, you know, you do the math right there. This series is as important as any that K-State's played all year, and they're getting an Oklahoma team that's just getting themselves back up off the mat after a really bad stretch.
Well, one of the guys that I've been following all season is Jake Scudder, who's just had a crazy good season for K-State with his home runs that he's been able to hit, especially over the last few weeks. It is looking like he's going to have a shot to tie or break the school record for home runs in a season. What do you think the likelihood is that he reaches that point?
Well, if you do the math, I mean, he's 3 away. Right now he's got 13 homers, 52 RBIs. He's first in the Big 12 in homers, second in the Big 12 in RBIs. There's enough games left that he'll have plenty of opportunities and doesn't necessarily just have to come in Big 12 games either. He's got 5 of his homers in conference play, but K-State will have a couple non-conference opportunities as well the rest of the way. But really, I think there's a decent enough shot. Jake Scudder has been playing very, very well, 7 home runs in his last 12 games. So it's been this last stretch where he's really been able to get it going again has a couple of the Wildcats have, and level of competition's helped out there some. Abilene Christian was not the greatest team as far as arms go in the world last weekend, and A-State certainly took advantage. But Jake Scudder's been great, exactly what you want. The middle of the lineup, as good a power hitter as K-State has had, certainly in my time doing K-State baseball.
Well, and Scudder is one of the seniors that is going to be honored this weekend with Senior Day festivities tomorrow. A couple of other notable guys, Parker Rigler, Jordan Floyd. Who are some of the guys that you think will have the biggest impact in their leaving K-State after this season?
Well, a lot of them certainly will. I mean, Jake Scudder is obviously where you start. That'll be a huge hole in the middle of the lineup. Quentin Crandall has swung a really good bat here in the last half of the season. Right now you have Jordan Floyd leading the program in career appearances, so he's been, you know, mainstay in the pitching staff for a long time. Parker Rigler has been solid for 2 years as a starting pitcher. And Jake Woodkey is probably the heart and soul of this team, depending on who you would ask. I think most people would tell you that. And, you know, Steve Serratore, another great arm. I mean, there are a lot of these guys. Josh Ether has been getting on base a ton lately from the ninth spot in the lineup. So there will be a lot of holes, certainly, for this team to fill at the end of the year. But you do have a lot of youth that has been very good as well. I mean, you look at Cam Thompson, Will Brennan. They've been basically, outside of Scudder, the two best hitters K-State has had all year, and they are true freshmen. So there is some youth there, but guys that have been around and weathered a lot of storms in this program will be certainly missed.
All right, it'll be a K-State Sports Network broadcast for tonight's game that gets started at 6:30. Pregame coverage about 10 minutes away here on KMAN. John, have a good call tonight. We'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks.
That is John Kirch from Toynton Family Stadium. K-State getting set to take on Oklahoma in a very important series, the final home series of the year in conference play for K-State. We're going to head to our final break here on the show, final break of the week. Hopefully a lot of people listening now starting to get their Cinco de Mayo festivities going, maybe having a Corona. Hopefully you haven't touched the tequila yet. At least I wouldn't recommend it. Some tacos. I don't know. I don't know what people do for Cinco de Mayo. It's never really been my thing anyway. We'll finish off the show in the week with You Can't Be Serious.